It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Target, Walmart, Lowe's, 7-Eleven, Best Buy, a whole bunch of big retailers are teaming up on a new mobile payment system. It's called Merchant Customer Exchange, or MCX, and it will let you pay for things using your smartphone. Now, they're not the only ones trying this. Google has the Google Wallet system. AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have gotten together. They plan to launch one soon as well. Adam Levitin teaches law at Georgetown.
The key question is going to be which system manages to establish itself as the standard. Because once a system establishes itself as the dominant system, there's something known as the network effect that helps lock it in. Namely, imagine you had a telephone and you're the only person in the world with a telephone. It's not very useful. But if lots of people have cell phones, it becomes much more useful.
Like Facebook or Twitter kind of
thing. Exactly. That the larger it gets, the more people who are using it, the more valuable the system gets, and the less valuable alternative systems are.
All these mobile payment systems want to win this race because the prize is pretty big. No, the prize isn't getting to help people. And it's not even the sales, at least not right away. It's the data. Bill Maurer runs the Institute for Money, Technology, and Financial Inclusion at UC Irvine.
Who's buying, who they are, what the market segments are, where they are, what kind of things they're buying, and how the information that's captured at the point of sale can be leveraged for things like offers, loyalty, rewards, and that kind of thing.
Which means you keep coming back. If this all sounds like online shopping, well, yeah.
When you shop at Amazon or on any other, you know, online merchant, you're going to get recommendations that say people who bought what you just purchased also purchased this other thing. The idea here is to move that online marketing model into the physical point of sale world where we're buying products every day. And if you think for a minute, you know, the dominant way of making purchases still in the U.S. for a lot of things is cash. All the data, so to speak, in a cash transaction is lost.
Thing is, while you're getting screaming deals, all that data about you is piling up on the store's computers. There are strict laws on the books about keeping records about customers' banking or communications, but buying shoes or Diet Coke? Not a lot of protection, which means those stores could share your data with other stores or sell it or do all kinds of things. Again, Adam Levitin.
Bottom line is, you basically can't assume that you have very much data privacy. And there's a trade-off between getting cool things like rewards points and having data privacy.
Or you could just pay for things with money. Have a point, 80s singer Rockwell, especially now that the LEMV is up in the air. That stands for Long Endurance Multi-Intelligence Vehicle, three of which are being built by Northrop Grumman for the U.S. Army. The LEMV looks like a blimp, but it's more than a blimp, a lot more. It's called a hybrid airship. It's longer than a football field and taller than a seven-story building. It's designed to fly for 21 days straight, conducting surveillance with what Northrop Grumman itself calls an unblinking eye. It'll have no pilot on it either. It'll be a drone. And oh yeah, it's real. Here's the sound of it being inflated. The LEMV completed a successful test just last week in the same part of New Jersey where the Hindenburg went down. Northrop Grumman said that they chose that location on purpose. And what's the LEMV going to be watching? Don't know for sure, but I figure, oh, the humanity. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on marketplace.org/Slacker, Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.